Kelly Stedman is on the ice most weekday mornings during the season with the Colonials, the women's hockey team at Robert Morris University. She's their director of operations.
Right now, our red line's on the power play.
But on the weekends, she's in the middle of the power plays as a forward in the National Women's Hockey League, the NWHL.
Barbara Steady! Kelly Stedman with 12.6 seconds left on the clock.
Stedman is known as Steady for short. And last year, she was the MVP of the NWHL's first All-Star Game. This February, the All-Star Game is in Pittsburgh, and Stedman is one of the captains.
You get to see the best players in the country and in the world playing against each other all in the same rink, which you don't see very often.
Usually, Stedman commutes 3 hours to play in Buffalo. Her team's the Buffalo Buttes, one of four NWHL teams in the Young League. The All-Star Game and a skills competition will take place at the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex, where the Pittsburgh Penguins practice. There's no body checking in professional women's hockey, but Stedman says while it looks more fluid, it's still pretty tough.
It's fast-paced. A lot of people think that because it's women's hockey and we can't hit, that it's not physical, but they'll come to a game and then they'll say, oh my gosh, like you hit her. Like, I thought you weren't allowed to do that.
Alan Saunders of Pittsburgh Hockey Digest says, actually, the women's game resonates for a lot of hockey fans, even without the brawling.
There's an expectation that it's an emotional game and that people get mad and there's, you know, everyone's holding a weapon in their hands. And women's hockey is, I may say, more passionate than men's hockey. They get fired up.
Saunders says that Pittsburgh being chosen as the host for this All-Star game shows the city is becoming a larger hockey market. He says the hockey tradition here is still pretty young, not like Canada or New England. And connecting with fans is the way to grow it.
My favorite team is the Connecticut Whale. Their colors are blue and green, and it's a smiling whale as their logo. And I'll be completely honest, I'm a huge fan of whales, so that's why I picked it the first time.
Corey James is showing me her knitted NWHL fan cap. She's here at the Frozen Pond Arena in Valencia, north of Pittsburgh, for a 9:50 p.m. practice. Her Pittsburgh Puffins amateur women's team gets on the ice when all of the kids and teenagers go home. She's been playing for about 7 years.
I regret every day that I did not start sooner.
She says while she's happy to have years more amateur play in front of her, if there had been a professional women's league when she was younger, things might have been different.
There is definitely something to seeing people like me doing certain activities where that makes me think that's okay. It would have changed my perspective.
She's hoping to take her 9-year-old niece with her to the All-Star Game. And
I'm secretly hoping that they pick Pittsburgh as the next NWHL city.
League Commissioner Danny Ryland says that's not out of the question.
Pittsburgh's on the short list for sure, so we're excited to see what we do this one weekend and see if there's a potential to do something further down the road.
Ryland says women's and girls' hockey is the second fastest growing sport in the country, and Pittsburgh is part of that trend with its own youth leagues and competitive teams for girls. They're the next generation of professional women's hockey players. And Kelly Stedman says some of the NWHL's biggest fans.
Sharing what we do with them and giving them something to look forward to and people to look up to, that's probably my favorite part.
Stedman and the other captain of this year's NWHL All-Star Game, Amanda Kessel, Penguin Phil Kessel's sister, will lead their teams in a skills competition of shooting accuracy and speed on Saturday, February 11th. The main event is Sunday, February 12th. For 90.5 WESA, I'm Kara Holsapple.